You're on a live 90.5, and with me this morning in the studio is the City of Parramatta Lord Mayor. Councillor Bob Dwyer was first elected to Parramatta City Councillor for Arthur Phillip Ward in 1995, again elected to the Caroline Chisholm Ward in 2012 to 2016, and then again in the new City of Parramatta Councillor as for North Rocks Ward in 2017 till the present day. Just recently, 23rd of September, the Chamber elected Councillor Dwyer, Lord Mayor of Parramatta, and he's in the studio to talk about the great city of Parramatta this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Alive 90.5.
Morning, Darren. Thanks for the invite.
It's great to have you here. Now, lots of listeners in the Winston Hills area, and you're a local from Winston Hills of many years, and that gives you a great connection to the city of Parramatta. Tell us a bit about your history in Winston Hills.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. I've lived here since 1978, so now been over 40 years in Winston Hills, beautiful suburb. Yeah. Everyone who lives in Winston Hills loves it, doesn't want to move. Over the 40 years there, I've been obviously president of the local Winston Hills Soccer Club, been club coach on occasions as well. And generally, like everybody in Winston Hills, we tend to know each other in that town. It's like a little village.
It's a great village, and I love the character of Winston Hills. That's been well preserved, and that's testament to the council and your representation for the area over many years. And thank you for that. I understand you are also on the board of Riverside Theatre, again, starting back in 1995 and going through, and you're currently on the board. And at Alive here, we love to be connected with the arts and culture. Can you give us an update of what's happening down at Riverside Theatre and the possible redevelopment?
Well, Riverside Theatre is one of the icons of Parramatta now. It's been there for so long. I love the theatre. Obviously, I got involved with the board in 1995 and I'm passionate about the place. We're hoping to have a potential refurbishment or rebuild of it in due course. But of course, you know, that's subject to our discussions with the state government, and we're still working with the state government to come up with what the likely outcomes might be in due course.
And as far as supporting the arts and culture, is there any like initiatives that's coming up that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Well, Riverside Theatres is a cultural heart of Western Sydney. You know, it offers an incredible range of world-class theatre, cinema, comedy, music and dance for the whole family. So I encourage anyone and everyone, you know, to spend time in Parramatta. Come to a show at Riverside. Enjoy a meal at Eat Street and or watch a game at Bank West or go for a walk along the river. There's something for everyone down in Parramatta, but particularly at Riverside Theatre. The programs are available on their website, riversideparramatta.com.au. So the events that are down there are just first class. And if you have a look in there, you'll be pleased to come down, and it's entertainment value of the highest order, similar to if you want to go to the city.
And I always love riding my bicycle there by the river, and always think about the Riverside Theatre as I pass along, and have been to a few shows myself, and it's a great place to be there. It's coming up to summer, and it's going to be another warm one and dry. Parramatta would like its pool. Can you give us an update there on how we're going with the local pool?
Yes, Darren. Look, you know, we all want that pool back. You know, I'm right at the forefront of being the ones that want it back too. And the councils generally have always been supportive to give residents the pool. The people of Parramatta deserve an amazing pool, and it's fantastic that the New South Wales government has now come on board to co-fund this project. So the council will be pushing as hard as it can to get this pool up and moving as quick as we can.
That co-funding is really good, and that's a great testament to the council, and now your leadership can help drive that along.
Yeah, well, the new Aquatic and Leisure Centre is a world-class, state-of-the-art facility in Parramatta Park. It'll have an indoor and an outdoor pool. It'll have a cafe, a fitness centre, plenty of parking, and a health and wellness services. So something to look forward to. Yes, it would be like nice to have it yesterday, but you know, we're really pushing ahead now in leaps and bounds to get this done.
Do you have any idea of a time frame? Is it 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, at the moment, subject to anything happening, hopefully in the first quarter of 2023, that pool will be up and operational.
That'd be great. We look forward to that, and most definitely I look forward to going having a swim there, remembering the old pool well in my childhood in Parramatta area. Now, one thing that I know a bit about because I've been following it, but our listeners may not know well, what's happening near the station there in what we know as Parramatta Square, and will there be a new council chambers? What update can you give us there?
Well, we're going to eventually have a new chamber. We've been a bit naked for the last couple of years. We've been the nomads moving around. But, yes, somewhere around about, again, around the end of 2022, we hope to have our new chamber in Parramatta Square. Parramatta Square is just going to make Parramatta just the place to be in Sydney. We're going to have the buildings in there. We've got the National Australia Bank building coming very soon in the forthcoming months, and we've got some other buildings coming out of the ground over the next couple of years. So eventually that will be a place where there'll be restaurants and places to be, very big open space areas where people can gather and whatever. It'll be something that we'll be all very proud of, and Parramatta will be right on top of the map.
And, that's really good. I understand just recently we had the fore announcement of the metro that's going to be just on the north side there, across from Macquarie Street there, Parramatta Square. So it's going to be a great location and great transport hub just right near the station there. And that's fabulous. And so you're saying about 2023 for the council chambers as well?
Probably, depending on weather forecasts and whatever, hopefully, but the idea would be somewhere in the late 22s.
Do we know if the library is moving back to there, or is the library going to stay where it is now?
No, the library, it'll be part of that Parramatta Square. It's part of a beautiful architectural building that's being developed, very state-of-the-art glassed building, which will be the icon of Parramatta. People will be, coming to watch and have a look at that particular building, and they'll be very proud that it's part of Parramatta and part of the West.
It's all looking very great for Parramatta. New pool, Riverside Theatre upgrades coming along, the metro's coming, Parramatta Square and the council chambers. Parramatta is just growing. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about Parramatta and what you see as your vision, and especially what you're leading over the next year of your Lord Mayorship?
Look, we've been very lucky in Parramatta over the last few years. We've got Bank West having been built. That's just bringing many, many people to Parramatta. And the amount of money and through the economy has been delivered to Parramatta by Bank West is just enormous. So we're very proud of it, and we're very thankful to the state government for getting that built in pretty good time. As time moves on, we're a festival city. As you probably know, we've got plenty of festivals coming up. We've got Carols in the Crescent coming up pretty soon, Darren. It's a perfect way to get into the Christmas spirit. It's down in Parramatta Park on the 14th of December, where you'll see live music, comedy, food stalls and rides. The well-known and incredible singer Guy Sebastian will host a two-hour show and lead a great lineup of musicians, comedians and more. This is a free event, so you don't have to buy a ticket.
Excellent.
But what we do ask is that you donate to the Sebastian Foundation to help women and families escape domestic violence. So you can go to sebastianfoundation.org and hopefully support that worthwhile cause.
We will put information up about the Sebastian Foundation and the Carols in the Crescent. And again, that's the 14th, is that correct?
That's right, 14th of December.
And looking forward to that in Parramatta Park there, another jewel of Parramatta as well. Any parting thoughts you want to share with our listeners this morning?
Yes, Darren, it's great to be here always, and it's great to speak to the people of the West. We're Westies, and we love to be West.
Indeed.
I just would mention that we've got the Australia Day Award nominations currently available. And so if you know someone who's made an outstanding contribution to the arts, sport, culture or community projects in our city, it's not too late to nominate them. Nominations close on the 22nd of November. You can lodge your submission online at the cityofparramatta.nsw.gov.au. So I'd encourage anyone who knows someone in the young citizen of Australia category or any other talented category to please nominate. We'd love to know about our very talented and famous people in the West that we want to encourage.
Very good. We'll get that up on our website as well, and hopefully there'll be lots of people nominating for those Australia Day awards. Thank you for your time this morning. I hope you know you're welcome, and maybe in a month's time, just before the carols, maybe you can come in again and share what's in for the new year for the city of Parramatta, and listeners would love to hear from you again and again. So thank you very much, and for coming into a live 90.5 this morning, and you're always welcome here.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks a lot.